opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Marley, for a while, just reminded me of I Am Legend. Now, unfortunately, it reminds me of Jack losing to Decameron on the golf course as Ike put Marley on his phone in our golf cart, I think, to maybe settle you down a little bit.
Oh, that's pretty true and relaxing.
It didn't work.
That's what I played when I golf.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You put a little Marley
I
on?
I had the best of Bob.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. It was relaxing. Yep. I will say this. The baseball was fun yesterday. I keep thinking about being out on the golf course and how much I liked being out on the golf course.
Yeah.
I wish I could play golf. I can't do it. I just want to.
Oh, you can.
My back. I twisted the wrong way once. You're going to call me soft. I'm not going to be at work.
You twist the wrong way once?
Like, when my back goes out,
right?
I cannot, like, I can't even put pants on.
Yeah.
I can't put socks on. I can't, like, it's, my body's all crooked. I can't risk it.
Yeah.
I can't.
That sounds horrible.
And my wife will be so mad at me if I say, I know what, I can see it.
Yeah.
Because she knows, she doesn't. I am a miserable person when the back goes out.
Yeah.
And if I tell her, hey, I'm playing golf, she knows how I'm coming back.
She knows the back is out.
Oh, I'm coming back in tears and a stretcher is how I'm coming back.
From the golf course.
From the golf course, yeah.
From playing, okay.
Yeah. I did, last thing, before we get to Hi-Oaks Jackie Baseball Court, big moment today. I ran 10 minutes straight for the first time since hip replacement surgery. I had been running in like 1 minute bursts. I tried to do it for 10 minutes today and I was able to do it.
Nice.
So you'll
be on a golf course soon.
I'm back. Let's. You know who else is back? Bryce. Let's talk a little Phils.
It's time for the Hi-Oaks Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Say what? Bryce sure feels like he's back. I mean, he was.
Did yesterday.
He was talking to them pretty confidently.
Yeah.
After the game. So there's two cuts here from Bryce after. One is on the field and one was in the clubhouse. The first one here, talk about it, like self-confidence and belief in himself. Here's Bryce talking about himself.
I'm really good. I mean, I really am. I don't want to, put that out there and everybody go, what's he talking about? But I know when I'm going well, I'm one of the best in baseball. And, like I said, I'm healthy. I'm strong. I feel great. It's just putting myself into plus counts. I haven't done that. I mean, you guys have seen that and I haven't done that. So, I feel stronger than ever. I feel like today I think that was being able to kind of go oppo and do those things. Anywhere else, I might have three homers, right? So it's like, those are things you think about. And I hate talking about individual and all that kind of stuff. But
you
guys know that. But today, like, it kind of just, if I get into good counts and don't swing it crap away or in or anything else, then, I'll be right where I need to be.
Can I say this?
Want you to go ahead.
It was a relief yesterday to see him hit the way, because this team is not going to succeed unless he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little front runner to Bryce.
Mm.
And like, I believe also he is one of the best players in baseball when he is going right.
Mm-hmm.
But like the only time that you exude confidence cannot be after your four hit game. Like, if you, and Larry Anderson, I'm not the only one saying this. We asked LA, whether it was this week or
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Hey, what are you seeing from Bryce up there? He said, well, he looks pretty down up there. I'm paraphrasing
body
what
language.
He said. Body language.
Yep.
He, no guy goes from woe is me to dynamic leader back and forth like Bryce does. And like, he has to be the guy. This is the exact problem with Embiid. The exact problem with Embiid, is, aside from the injuries, mm-hmm. is that when things are going well, look, he is celebrating, he's waving to the crowd, blah, blah, blah. But when things aren't going well, that's when the best player on the team needs to exude confidence that everything will be okay. And like, I'm glad he is feeling that after yesterday. But like, it can't be when you're, you know, when you stink, that it's just like, oh. And then, you know, and when you're playing well, you're the best player in baseball, like, or one of the best players in baseball. It's like, you are the best player on the team. You are the energy from with everybody else on the team tries to, you know,
feed off of. Yeah.
That energy, I understand it. I don't want him celebrating when he walks off the field after striking out. But you could see it on the field when he was having trouble. Mm-hmm. It was just like, it was mopey. And it can't be that way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you strike out 12 times and 15 at bats.
Yes. Yeah, I get
you're
it.
You're going to feel great.
I get it.
Seven but, games back.
Yeah.
And I agree to a degree with you.
Sure.
I do. But here's what I'll say that I was encouraged by. First of all, that was his Kevin Durant moment. I'm Kevin Durant. Y'all do know who I am, right? I'm
right.
Kevin Durant.
That's
all he left out is that I'm Bryce Harper. Did y'all forget who I am?
By the way, Kevin Durant, also a front runner.
But also a great player.
Also a great player.
Yes.
Yep.
But I would rather have him have a little bit of his swagger back.
Sure.
That's what we need.
I agree.
That's what I need. And listen, he gets on me, Fritz, I'm pointing at him for those who can't see me on YouTube.
Yep.
Gets on me about ragging on the baseball players with the injuries. Listen, I can't help it if hangnails keep these guys out of the lineup for a week. Who takes paternity leave more than baseball players? I mean,
they
nobody does.
Well, it's a long season.
I'm just saying, I can't help that. I can't help that.
I took 2 weeks of paternity leave, and now I'm lumped in with all the baseball
yes,
players.
You're in there with them. But I do like seeing that out of Bryce. Obviously, the four hits and the three doubles and the home run, that was awesome to see. But even hearing him after the game, I'd rather have that. Because you know
what?
He may just have been talking to himself.
Yes.
Yes.
He has to agree with you. He has to remind himself, like, hold on, dude, you are a great player.
Yeah, I think the thing that he struggles with is he has to realize he is, we talk about Jalen as the thermostat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, Jalen is the one, or Bryce is the one that sets the vibe in that room.
He does.
And he has to understand that.
He does.
And like, I think maybe the offense was struggling too because Bryce was struggling and that they have to walk on eggshells because he's like the superstar.
But here's the thing though. Is this not fair? Now you tell me if the dude was out for how long? A month?
Yeah, about a month.
He just can't walk back into the batter's box and go 2-for-4 every night.
Yeah, I know.
So you got to give him a little time to see pitches, to get some swings in. He's going to take some bad pitches. He's going to have some bad at-bats. But yesterday, to me, said, I'm close to being where I need to be at. I just need the more at-bats. That's why it's going to be a big second half of the season with Bryce. It's going to be a big second half.
Really hope so.
I want him to be like he was yesterday.
Yeah.
But we can't criticize
Jalen. You're saying you need to
Jalen.
Be that way, yes.
Yes.
Well, by the way, Jalen is – he's even. You see that? You see the hand don't move.
But
win or lose, hand don't move.
Exactly the same.
He started showing.
Win or lose with Jalen, hand don't move with him.
Well, and my point about Jalen being like, you know, he was not a leader guy a couple of years ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. And what you said and what everybody else said is it doesn't matter if that's not natural to you. You're the quarterback.
Yeah.
You're the quarterback. So whether it's natural to you or not, you have to understand that even if you got to go in there and fake it, mm-hmm. it is important for the rest of the team to see you faking it and believe a little bit.
Yep.
So I want him talking like that. I agree. I like hearing him talking like that, but it also can't be contrasted with the moping when when you're not hitting well, you know.
But hopefully he got his swagger back.
Yep.
And I thought this is also an encouraging quote immediately after the game, talking to the TV guys.
My swing feels fine. It's nothing physical or anything like that, or anything swing wise. It's just getting ahead in the count and hitting in good situations. And I haven't really put myself in great situations the last 9 or 10 games. So if I can keep doing that and hit balls that are over the plate and not miss them, I'll be right in the driver's seat, ready to go.
Like, and
I like hearing that it's not physical.
That's what I cared about. Like, it not being physical, because I think that's what the concern was. Like, yeah, he's back from injury, but he's still not letting it loose. I thought yesterday he finally was letting it loose.
Speaking of the TV guys, about 3 innings from Rube yesterday on the garlic fries at the San Francisco Stadium, I would just like to say, Rube, I hear you. The Dodger Stadium actually has garlic fries. They are awesome. I get it. So I was enjoying the 3 innings of garlic fry. And when it, when it becomes a laugher, you need even more garlic fry conversation. And I got to look at them. Those look like better than Dodger Stadium garlic fries.
Where are they at? Oh, San Francisco.
San Fran. Other important piece of yesterday, Lizardo shoved.
And oh, he's great.
Such a weird first half for Lizardo, because if you told me before the year that he's pitching to a 4.14, you'd say that's disappointing. But you watch him, and like he would be Jekyll and Hyde. He would allow like 12 earned, and then he'd go great. At least whenever we have concerns, it seems like, about workload with Lizardo, he seems to have a bounce back start, and the stuff popped yesterday. He was in the strike zone early, got ahead of guys, and was finally able to finish. Whereas when he goes wrong, he's behind in counts and can't fight his way back into it.
The two things that I thought were most important from Lizardo yesterday is, one, getting that double play on the second batter of the game.
Sure.
Because he allows the hit, but like getting a ground ball on the very next pitch, because that is Lizardo, being smart and not trying to strike everyone out. Get yourself a ground ball, get a double play. Mm-hmm. And that second inning was an inning that bad Lizardo, has a long inning.
Blows up,
Then all of a sudden the next inning is even longer, and so on and so forth. But he was great yesterday. Yep. He was great.
Sure was. All right, and then final couple other trade deadline things here. So another part of that Gallup article was it's that time of the year when just about everything's on the table, that according to Major League sources, including the Phillies dealing from their current outfielder, the idea would be to open up a spot for Justin Crawford, one of the club's top prospects. So further in the article, we mentioned the idea of them possibly trading Marsh to get value from him, or possibly just cutting Kepler. Now, I think what is more likely, Marsh is hitting the ball, at least he's looking pretty competent at the plate. I don't need to move on from Brandon Marsh. But the idea I've been floating out there is the idea of bringing up Crawford. You can keep Rojas up here if you want. At least he can play good center field and a little Rojas and Crawford platoon. You let Marsh play left field, and you just cut Kepler. I mean, you lose $5 million for the rest of the year, but at least you can have Marsh play left field every day. Had a good hit off a lefty yesterday that was good. I'm not in the camp of let's trade Marsh at this deadline. I mean,
well, let me ask you this.
They kind of need him.
Who would you rather have on your playoff roster, Rojas or Kepler?
I guess for the idea of being able to pop a home run, Kepler.
Kepler.
Yeah, so that's where I Kepler, the whining from 2 weeks ago aside.
Hey, man, we all whine.
Yeah, Kepler is a real major league player. I'm not convinced that Rojas is a real major league player.
Yes, and his defense isn't that great that I'm like, yeah, I'd rather have him out there.
It's more likely that we get a hot 10 days of Kepler at the plate. And by the way, not a zero in the outfield, like is a good outfielder, I think is a plus outfielder. I'd rather, they have options left on Rojas?
Yeah.
I'd rather just send Rojas down.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They could.
Yeah. And keep Kepler at that point. Because I'd rather have Kepler be my fourth outfielder than Rojas be my fourth outfielder.
And then from Jeff Passan, he also wrote this morning, as the Phillies are aiming high and nobody aims hi, quite like Dave Dombrowski.
Oh, here it is again.
Every single... Oh,
not a prospect, Hunter.
Yeah, no. Ah, you know Dave's going to be aggressive.
Ah.
He said perhaps they could take a run at landing both Clase and Stephen Kwan.
Both?
Both.
Oh, man.
No shot. But would be great. Would be great.
Dude, I know I would rather have them get a high-end bullpen arm. They get Stephen Kwan, my favorite player in baseball, who's not on the Phillies.
Yeah.
I am throwing a...
We're doing a party for
a Dave. Party, a parade. we would instantly become the smartest baseball player on the team.
We definitely get in a jersey.
Yeah, but are you kidding me? You know, how about this? Not even a jersey. I'm a jersey guy.
Yes.
I will get a full jersey of Stephen Kwan if he's here. That would take a lot. I mean, they get Kwan. You were talking about a Miller or Crawford, and you're talking about, like, would you trade Painter?
Yeah, what are you giving up for?
Probably not Painter. I think if Painter's on the table, it's for both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be all that. I think for just Kwan, it's probably Miller, Abel, Tait.
Okay.
And then you try to keep Painter out of it. But so he's 2.5 years left on his deal, Kwan. Maybe $6,150.
I like that.
$25 million a year for Stephen Kwan?
Yeah, afterwards, yeah, for sure.
With 2 years left?
He's got 2.5 years left.
Yeah, $7 million a year, something like that.
He is awesome.
He's an awesome baseball player.
If you can start your lineup with...
And I can do my whole hit the Kwan thing.
Sure.
Yes, you could do that. Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
Shout out to Rich Homie. Yeah. Rest in peace.
So Kwan lead off, Turner 2. Yes. Harper, Schwarber. I mean, that's a...
All of a sudden, your lineup makes sense again.
Yeah, right. Well, Boehm, at least in the five.
Boehm, no, Boehm hits six because Casty likes hitting five.
Of course.
Yeah, so Boehm hits six. There we go.
The lineup.
Yeah, no,
go get your cute little closer. I'm adding Stephen Kwan.
We'll add both of them.
Stephen Kwan and Aroldis Chapman.
That's right. And Rob Refsnyder. No one cares about Rob Refsnyder. I care about Rob Refsnyder.
He's another reliever.
He plays the outfield, but has a 942 OPS against lefties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What team's he on?
He's in the Red Sox.
Okay, I don't know.
Chapman, Refsnyder.
You got a bunch of Red Sox guys.
Man, Jaron Duran.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But they're unfortunately playing good baseball, so they got to cool it off a little bit.
I need them to win that division.
Yeah, I know you do, but we also got to get the players, okay? I know.
Did you bet on the Red Sox winning the AL East?
I bet every division.
Oh.
It's a good parlay.
Wait, you bet every division as a parlay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm actually in good shape, except for the Red Sox.
Really?
Yes, I got the leader in every division right now.
Well, the Yankees are not playing that well.
Right.
Blue Jays have been better, but that's a winnable division.
That's what I'm saying.
What are they bet? 8 games out? Something
5
like
and a half.
Really?
Yes.
Oh!
Like your Red Sox.
Like $10 to win $4,500.
Yeah, I was going to say, the odds on a parlay for all 6 divisions.
Yeah, I'm doing good right now.
You have
now.
The Phils,
yeah, of course, yes.
Okay. Well, we don't know about you.
Right.
Yeah. Mister.
That's another parlay I had.
Yeah,
I didn't have
yeah.
There.
I know I'm the Lindor guy, but you're the more the Lindor guy than I am. You won your Lindor bet. I lost mine. Got screwed by Ohtani. Bad voters.
I never let you live that down, man.
What?
Make one bet. You know what I mean?
Well, this grinning from ear to ear.
Running up and down the steps, high-fiving Mets fans, yeah.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Should the Phillies, with some of their top prospects, Should the Phillies part with some of their top prospects to get a controllable high-end closer? What do you think the results of the poll is?
I don't think people are in favor of that, so I'm going to say that's about 70% no.
How about 70% yes?
Yes? Really?
People are sick
of
prospects.
Trading prospects. Yeah.
Well, but they want to trade prospects. If you ask them, they would go, you could trade prospects, but not Painter, not Crawford, not Miller.
Yeah.
It's only the ones they either haven't heard of or aren't any good.
Add Bryce Huff in the deal.
Yes.
Like that's always what it
I'm sure everybody's willing to trade Mick Gable at this point.
Of course.
Yeah.
That is the one prospect. Well, he's not. Is he still a prospect?
Yeah.
He's up here?
He's still a prospect. Yeah. Well, he's back down there. He's starting tonight for the Iron Picks.
Yeah. They needed to get his head straight.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, look, I don't want to hear nothing about no being humble, none of that. That morning crew, they talking about it's all fun and games. Nah, forget all that. Because, look, it wasn't fun and games when Joe the Camera was Kiki Ken and all that stuff about golf. You know what I'm saying? And let me say something real quick, because you know me, I like to point stuff out. Anthony, where the hammer? Where's all that? You sound like a different person today. Remember, old dude that used to call in football season every week. Sirianni, Jalen, we can't find him when it was football time. We couldn't find him. All that bravado and base he had. The hammer. That boy was the nail yesterday. He was the hammer. I wanted him to call up here with that same. You know,
that same energy.
Confidence. Yeah. Don't be all now on spite, you my guy. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you did for the Eagles. No, he even threw that in.
You know what he yelled at me at the game yesterday, Corey? He yelled at me to mind my business. I was like, I work here.
I want that legal fees. I want that guy back. I don't want this for because that humble feeling hurt. You should have never called today. You should have just been gone. Because now you look 10 times worse, just like old boy did in football season. Y'all come up here, if at least admit that you wrong, but still come up here with the confidence, you acting like you was coming up here with, oh, I'm sorry, Spike. I'm sorry, Ike. Oh, nah, dog. Nah, see, you going to be on hold for 6 hours now. You might not get to you after that performance.
That's right.
Keep you on hold till tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that. All right, let's get on the Phillies. Listen, I'm always for trading prospects. Because, see, baseball, to me, and I'm not like, you know, the aficionado of baseball like Jack and Selton. All I know is these dudes get drafted, and then they be in the minor leagues for like 4 or 5 years, 6 years. I don't got time for that. I'm trying to win right now. I'm trying to win a World Series right now. I don't got time for these dudes to get what we holding on. I'm not trading Miller. And I like Aiden Miller. I like Andrew Payne. I like all them. They look like good prospects. But they ain't going to help me, you know, and two, they ain't going to help. Bryce Harper might not even be on the team by the time these dudes show up.
No, they're going to be there. Aiden's coming up maybe next year. And Painter will be here next year.
I don't know.
You've been telling me about Andrew Painter since we drafted Hurts. Hurts in at least 5 years. I'm waiting for this dude to do something. You was telling me he was the second coming to like Roger Clemens.
He's getting there.
Just a couple more Tommy John surgeries and we'll be right there.
Why is everyone smiling?
By then, he's going to be throwing jack speed.
But when Spencer Strider comes off Tommy John and struggles, he's fine. Sandy Alcantara's coming off Tommy John struggles. He's 22.
Like, hey, whatever we got. And I want to go big fish. You know, I don't want to get these little.
We're going big game,
honey. That's what we do is Championship City.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I asked Jack about it. He said it probably wouldn't happen. Hey, Jazz Chisholm, he on a 1 year deal. Hey, Yankees, y'all ain't doing the. Hey, what we got? Y'all, who y'all want? I need a guy like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who we giving up for Jazz Chisholm? Name.
They ain't trading Jazz.
Wouldn't take him even if he's available.
Hey, man, what? I need a big name. Hit the Quan. I can't do nothing with that. That's Saquon's dance. This dude ain't Saquon. If this dude got to show up. If you're going to give us a Saquon performance, that's one thing. I'll do that. But I need a guy that's going to win me a championship because we on a roll and we got to keep adding to the trophy case. And whoever that is, whatever that Mason Miller, Spike guy, whoever, you know.
Spike guy's Quan.
Quan, yeah.
So Quan, So whoever that is, the two dudes from the Indians, whoever that is.
Guardians.
and I'm an Ohio guy. Drop me down a couple points. Hey, whoever that is, go get them because I'm trying to win right now. MVP is back. He talking crazy. Hey, I don't want to hear nothing about that. Be calm and all that. Front running. I don't care. Everybody in sports, front runners. LeBron a front runner. All these guys front runners. They talk crazy. Hey, even my quarterback, I laid to death. But when he said, then when he was like, is that what y'all wanted to see? Ah, Mike was like, we've been wanting to see that all season. You know? that's part of the swagger. You know, and I love it. Keep being yourself, Bryce. Let's go, baby. We back on it. And we about to get Aaron Nola back. That's
going to
be like a free agency edition in August.
We'll see.
That's what I'm talking about, Corey. Don't be poo-pooing Nola.
Yeah, right. Like six.
We're getting a veteran pitcher back in August.
Don't and a juicer that. In the bullpen.
Hey, man, whatever. We got the best pitcher staff. Even don't get a guy like Nola to add to these guys that got experience.
Come on, man. Nah, we're going to be off the chain. Man.
All right, Corey. Thank you for the call. See. And I like that energy from Corey talking about the morning show doesn't get to just say this is fun and games now.
No. Corey's a foxhole man.
Yeah, you started it.
Yeah.
You started it. We're going to finish it. Or Jack's going to finish it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do think Nola comes back as a new pitcher. He's getting plenty of rest.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of rest.
He's going to be completely healthy.
Yeah. He's starting in the postseason. I want everyone to just...
Oh, he's definitely starting in the postseason.
100%
starting. Okay, I'm glad everybody understands that already.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. Yeah, yes. It's inevitable.
As long as his ankle and his rib and all of his different injuries heal up, whatever injury it is this week, that I'm confident that we'll get normal Nola back.
That's what I'm
saying. That is what I... And by the way, the Alvarado thing, it sucks that we don't have him in the playoffs.
We will have him down the stretch.
Yeah, which at least helps save arms a little bit, like I think so. And by the way, pitch him every day for all I care at this point.
Give Strom a little phantom IL stint.
Yeah.
Make sure he's fully ready for the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get probably Lizardo in the pen.
There you go.
High impact lefty.
There you go.
Yeah, this whole thing's coming together.
Just like you planned.
Just like we all planned.
So coming up next, you may remember on the show a couple weeks ago, we had Pablo Torre on, and Pablo Torre and Mike Florio had found this this document, this secret NFLPA document that basically showed that the owners were colluding against the players, that they hid from the players. Well, more has come out about that because the players now know what happened. Mm. So we'll give you an update on that coming up next. It looks like there could be something happening here. So we'll give you an update on that. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.